Pitting potatoes against property. That's how the government's proposal to protect highly productive farmland from being subdivided or used for urban expansion has been described. The Environment and Agricultural Ministers have this afternoon in Pukekohe released a document for public consultation. It would give councils a clear policy for land use decisions. Over the last decade, more than 200 produce growers in Auckland alone have shut up shop as more rural land has been rezoned to residential to keep up with the demand for housing. Environment Minister David Parker spoke to me just before we came to air, and I asked him whether this was now a case of spuds versus housing, as Local Government New Zealand has suggested.
We're actually preferring potatoes, there's no doubt about that. I mean, in parts of New Zealand, we're really losing too many of our productive soils to subdivision. Lifestyle blocks that stop, you know, orchards, subdivisions that eat into the soils around Pukekohe, and we've got to get that balance better.
Can you put a figure on it? Over the past few years, how much of that land have we lost to housing developments?
Over recent decades, tens of thousands of hectares. To put that into context, you know, I cut the grass last weekend when I was in Auckland. This coming weekend, I'm in Dunedin. I don't have to cut the grass because it doesn't grow in winter. Every day, truckloads of broccoli and other winter greens leave from the Auckland region, not just to feed Auckland, but also to feed the South Island. And if we lose these soils, the price of vegetables will go up and we'll be a less healthy country.
So what are you proposing to protect this productive land? What restrictions are under consideration?
Well, what the national policy statement does is require councils to pay greater attention to the importance of protecting these highly productive soils. So it makes it easier for them to turn down a subdivision application which turns horticultural soils into residential subdivisions.
So they can only build or only rubber stamp building on this type of land if, for example, there is a housing shortage which justifies it, correct?
Well, even with a housing shortage, you can still choose to put your houses in areas that are the lower quality soils. There's lots of land around Auckland that is suitable for subdivision that isn't these highly productive soils.
Is it near transport hubs, though, Minister? Is it in places where people want to live? You know, you've got Phil Twyford wanting to build around transport hubs. Do these two needs marry up, basically?
Well, I've worked with Phil Twyford and Damien O'Connor on this so that we reconcile these two objectives. And yes, I mean, the new transport hubs that are formed outside of the existing Auckland area should be put in places that aren't the highest productive soils. In respect of areas that are within the Auckland region currently, this doesn't have any effect anyway because those areas are already in housing. It's just a question of how intensive the housing is.
Because Dave Carl, President of Local Government New Zealand, he says that some cities, well, they don't have any choice, no other option but expanding housing areas into green areas because they're in cities where housing is utterly unaffordable and they need to, well, produce more houses. Auckland, Hamilton, for example?
Well, it's true you have to get the balance right, but you don't get the balance right by putting the houses on our most productive soil and putting up the price of broccoli.
What percentage of land are you talking about that we're looking to ring fence, in essence?
Well, that's up to councils. They'll identify the most highly productive soils and protect them from inappropriate subdivision. Councils want this. You know, they at the moment face a lot of pressure from someone to maximise, you know, the speculator might buy the land in order to cut it up to turn it into housing rather than vegetables, and that's just not in New Zealand's interest. Otherwise, generations to come won't have the soils that they need to affordably grow vegetables.
Put simply, what is the definition of highly productive land? What do you see as being this land that's in contention?
There are various classes of soil that are scientific classes. The highest of those grades of soil are mapped throughout New Zealand. We've already got very good data on this, and it's those highest classes of land that will be better protected. This does not put at risk our ambition to build more houses. We're in the process of also putting out a national policy statement on intensification of urban areas and enabling appropriate development outside of those urban boundaries. But in order to do that responsibly, you also have to get ahead and protect your elite soils.
While you're trying to protect the price of broccoli in essence and the production of food, could you be driving up the price of houses by forcing developments into other areas?
No, I don't believe so, because there's lots of land in New Zealand. You know, we're a country of 4.5 million people in the land area of the whole of the United Kingdom. We've got plenty of land. We can do both of these things. The problem is, at the moment, we're not taking enough care of our elite soils, and we're compromising that unnecessarily.
Yes, we do have a lot of land, but we come a full circle, don't we, Minister? Because is the land that you're suggesting that be built on instead of productive land, is it where people want to live?
Around Auckland, there's plenty of land for people to live on. There's lots of soils that are not these highly productive soils. What we're doing is getting the balance right by protecting these highly productive soils whilst also enabling subdivision and more housing in other areas.
And that's the Environment Minister, David Parker, there.